Hey, thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital AM, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin. And coming up, withheld documents, suicide, the British Prime Minister, and the war in Iraq, all in one story. We'll get you the details. But first, here's Rachel with some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. A possible peace deal in Kenya has hit a snag. Kenya's opposition and the government were expected to sign a power-sharing agreement today to end the post-election violence that had sparked weeks of deadly attacks. But the opposition leader unexpectedly left the country today. Raila Odinga left Kenya on a charter flight to Nigeria. But his aides say he'll be back tomorrow and he'll still be available for consultations while away. International mediators have been working for weeks to secure a power-sharing deal to end the chaos in Kenya. Rescue teams in Venezuela are trudging through cold and rugged terrain today, searching for a passenger plane believed to have crashed with 46 passengers aboard. The plane went missing in the Venezuelan Andes. It took off from the city of Mérida last night and was headed to the capital, Caracas, about 300 miles away. John McCain's presidential campaign is using the phrase gutter politics to describe a story in the New York Times yesterday. The story highlighted McCain's decade-old friendship with a lobbyist. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
The Times story quotes unnamed staffers on McCain's presidential campaign in 2000 who say they took steps to keep the senator and lobbyist Vicky Iceman apart because they were concerned about the possible appearance of scandal. McCain and Iceman have denied any romantic relationship. The senator's wife, Cindy McCain, also spoke up in his defense.
My children and I not only trust my husband, but know that he would never do anything to not only disappoint our family, but disappoint the people of America.
John McCain also says he never did any special favors for Iceman's lobbying clients.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. The U.S. State Department has lodged a formal complaint with the Serbian Prime Minister at the lack of security in the capital, Belgrade, yesterday. Serb rioters there, angry at Western support of Kosovo's independence, descended upon the U.S. Embassy in Belgrade, setting it on fire. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says the U.S. holds the Serbian government responsible.
Serbia's leaders bear a special responsibility in this regard to not condone or in any way tolerate members of their government inciting others to violence or in any way hinting that it is acceptable.
Around 100 people were injured in the riots in Belgrade, which followed a largely peaceful rally against the Kosovo Declaration of Independence. McCormick says there were no injuries at the U.S. Embassy compound. To Iraq now, where Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has extended a ceasefire on his Mehdi army today for another 6 months. Al-Sadr called the ceasefire last summer, ordering his followers not to attack U.S.-led forces and threatening to expel any Mehdi army members who didn't comply. The ceasefire is widely credited with helping to reduce violence in Iraq by 60% since last July. Stay tuned for more on that story coming up. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.